This next song is also from our EP titled Rub Chinook. This one requires a very special additional instrument. Some of you may recognize this instrument. Some people call it a saxophone. They would be correct. This next song is titled Sick of the Man. This next song is titled Love is Weird. It's going to be on the album we are working on right now. And this one does not have a saxophone, so AJ's getting that guitar on right now. All right. Take it away, Carson.
Love is real.
Another saxophone song. This one is called Right Thing.
Thank you.
This next song is a newer song. It's good. It's called "I Swear I Can Take It," an ode to bastards.
Certainty. I get sick if I try to eat. Even if I don't have that, I swear I can take it. Even if I can't take it, I swear I can cook it. Even if I don't have that, I swear I can take it. But you gotta take it.
Called 13th Floor Fever, and it's by us, Tongue Love. Thanks. We've been Tongue Love, and that song was called 13th Floor Fever. Thanks for tuning in.
Stand by.
All right, and that was just Tongue Love. Right here in Studio D at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The time is just about 11:30, and if you stick around a little bit longer, Tongue Love's going to be joining me right here in the studio for an interview to talk about that fantastic set. Whew! All right, and in the meantime, let's have some more local music. Picking it back up with... Wow, I have gotten deep. Ooh, here's one. This is... I recognize the lead singer of this band because I had seen him play in a King Gizzard cover band called Ming Gizzard, a Berkeley group. This is his own project. This is Supermarket Parking Lot.
Conditioned, defined by the lack thereof. The mantle fuse blew out. The desert traveling here. The city feels so down. And my brain is the dark streets. Nothing is ever straightforward when I'm trying to write it down. It may be close, but no cigar. The desert traveling here. Can't shut my eyes. Am I nerve of lightning? Child of paradise. Home to a square peg. Chop and Z till the bolts give way. No one for cover-ups, but there's no traveling here. And London Bridge burns down. How the page looks so empty. Yeah.
find my book like you did yours. With any luck, they'll match my course. Of course I'll follow you. Pure as honey from the source. Smooth on stubble.
That was just Aite with Honey, and before that we had Supermarket Parking Lot with In Creative Desperation, Nothing Is Ever Straightforward When It Should Be. And now I am joined by Tongue Love here in the studio. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just had the pleasure of listening to a really cool band, and they sounded really great. And it was you guys.
Oh, I
wait.
Throwing me for a loop there.
I'm going to do a real quick PSA. Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology test? Prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Visit radiologyinfo.org. All right. With that aside, so let's all do names, say what instrument you play, and let's go from there. Start on one side or the other.
I'm Seb. I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Carson. I play the drums and I don't sing.
I'm AJ. I play the guitar and my saxophone sings.
It sure does.
Dude, quit joking. You don't play sax.
I do.
No way.
Let the record show I play the saxophone.
All right, let the record show that I play the bass, and I try to sing.
Who are you?
I already said that. Did I not?
You said it off air a couple times, but yeah.
I'm Jordan.
Hello, Jordan.
Hi. Oh, wise guy over here.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's start off with the name Tongue Love. Where'd it come from?
It was something that came to me in a vision. I don't know if I can talk about it on the air. Are we allowed to talk about drugs and stuff?
Yeah, you can't be on drugs on air.
Okay, we're not on drugs.
Wait, that's
right
crazy.
Now.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we're and under the influence of a drug that I put on my tongue. It reminded me of the sensation of being in love, and then I realized that it could be taken different ways afterwards. But then I just like that some people were uncomfortable saying the name, and then I thought that was kind of funny, so it kind of stuck.
I like that.
I still can't get my parents to say the name of the band. It's so funny. They're like, you're going to band practice, right? I'm like, yeah. Or I'll say TL. Yeah.
Good old TL. A little bit of TLC for TL, perhaps.
I'd love that.
And social media, too. Where can listeners find you?
I think we're on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, YouTube, SoundCloud, and for social media we just have Instagram. But yeah, that's it, right? I think
we're big on Reddit.
Oh my god. Also, don't spell tongue wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah, T-O-N-G-U-E.
Yeah, we're
Tongue U.
Tongue-wa.
Yeah, we're at Tongue Love Tunes on Instagram. I think someone has just Tongue Love, but I think one day we'll try to take it.
For sure.
If you're out there.
Yeah, if you're out there, hand
looking
it over.
For the Instagram name, just Tongue Love. You don't need it as much as we do. I don't think you understand.
Yeah, just Mellow Max is a really cute little dog that hasn't posted in like 8 years.
I'm so sorry.
Get him out.
That's a great name.
I DM'd them. I was like, hey, I don't know, you know, if you're not going to use it. All right, so let's go right for some hard-hitting questions. What's your favorite part of making music?
Oh, God, that is hard-hitting.
The money.
Yeah, that.
I like the songwriting process a lot, and I also like jamming, and I don't know, like the kind of like growing a song together, I think is a lot of fun.
We do a lot of jamming. We do like, we'll jam for a half hour, 45 minutes straight.
It's like 2 hours.
And record some of it on a phone. And we're always like, oh, we gotta make a song with that. And we haven't yet, but we're gonna. And it's gonna be really good because we do some crazy stuff while we're jamming, while we're more conventional when we're just recording. But yeah, the music making process is kind of like meditation because you kind of just gotta let your mind wander almost. You can't overthink it or it'll be all choppy and awkward. Mm-hmm. So I like the just being able to zone out and get in the zone.
It's like a flow state kind
yes,
of thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's like collective too. Mm-hmm. Like you can flow state like a single player game or something. And that's super valuable. But like when it's with other people, it's like, yo, we just did that in sync. That's crazy. We're like mind melded, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very powerful experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tongues in sync.
There you go.
Yeah. And the tongue is super important when you're playing saxophone.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of tonguing going on there.
Yeah, tip of the tongue to the tip of the front teeth and all of that, or so my band teacher used to say.
Oh, yeah. Biting my lip. A lot of that. Mm. A lot of tonguing, biting the lip.
Making people bite their lip.
Exactly.
Damn.
Saxophone's good for that, you know?
It sure is.
Who are your top musical influences?
Oh, don't ask me that question.
All right, fine, next.
No. Like, I want to hear everyone else's, but all I'm right, going last.
Does anyone have one right off the bat?
As far as drums go, King Crimson, I'd say. I'm a big fan. Also, I don't know why his name is escaping me right now, but the drummer of Black Sabbath and John Bonham also. A lot of the drummers from the 70s, I love that sound. Not only how they play, but just that the sound they got from the recording quality and whatever back then. So I feel I'm very influenced by that. Mm-hmm. And also the guy from Green Day. That's the reason why I started playing drums. So I guess, give props
shout out
to him.
Trey Cool.
Yes, exactly. Yes. God give props.
Yeah, I think my influences, like, usually don't show up in the songs that much, but like Velvet Underground's really big for me. The Cure as well. I really like Johnny Marr does in the Smiths. I don't know. And then there's like kind of like a host of like 90s alt rock kind of things that I've kind of find influence in, from like My Bloody Valentine to like Hum to like Pavement, that kind of stuff.
For sure.
We're really influenced by Train too.
Big time. That's my answer, it's Train. No, but I honestly don't know who I would consider my biggest influences. I feel like I like pop music to like inspire my guitar riffs kind of sometimes. Like, I've listened to a lot of Mariah Carey, so I'm sure that's seeped in, even if I'm not directly pulling from her works. But other than that, like, the band Covet, I find very inspirational. Yvette Young is probably my favorite guitarist, even if I can't replicate what she does quite as well, but I find it very inspirational for sure.
For sure, for sure.
All right, no one said it, so I'm going to say it.
You're fine.
I love Radiohead, man. Yeah.
You really love Radiohead, I guess.
We're canceled.
Yeah, I know. Okay. No, but I don't know if it's Tom or Ed or Colin who writes the bass lines. Like, they could just have a bass slave. I don't know. But I love the bass lines in Radiohead. Also, maybe Carson can help me here. The bassist in Interpol is really good.
Yeah, I can't help you out.
That's okay. Really like the bass lines in Turn on the Bright Lights. I play bass for the band, but this is an example of sort of the influences maybe not shining through, but like I like some of the 90s alt rock bands that Seb is saying, and now you're not going to necessarily like shoegaze on a bass, but having that familiarity with the genre really informs like when to keep it simple and when to make it busy and like how that affects the music. So
for sure. And you guys have a very, very cohesive sound, which is really nice to see.
That's nice, you know? To hear. That's yeah. Nice to hear.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And how did you all come to start playing together?
We just woke up like this one day.
That's fantastic.
Carson and I have been playing music together since we were kids. Like, I think we were like 13 or something, maybe. But, and then I met AJ and Jordan later on in like high school, like later high school. And then I think that was like when you guys started like playing in like bass and guitar, I think, if I remember correctly. And then so like since there's like they were starting to play instruments. Then it was like, oh, like, we should do something together. And then I think we had, like, different projects together. And then eventually, like, we were kind of like, let's go to my house and, like, play together, basically. I don't know. Like, I think we, like, jammed in, like, the backyard during, like, COVID, like, one of the first times, I feel like. It was something like that. Like,
we definitely had a mask on jam session.
Yeah, like, outside, like, yeah.
What's kind of crazy, too, is, like, when we started playing together, we didn't learn, like, songs. Like, we weren't like, oh, let's learn Buddy Holly and play mm-hmm. together or something like that. Like, and, you know, we were all very familiar with their instruments, but we would just like jam for like 4 hours and then be like, that was cool. And we get like pizza somewhere, you know, after. So it was kind of cool that it started that way. And then like when we started to play songs, like Seb would bring like either like a full song or a half made demo and be like, this can be a song. And then we would then work on it together.
That's cool. You know, it sounds like it's a nice collaborative, you know, melding of the minds, as you were saying. Ooh. Yeah. And you haven't released any music since it looks like your most recent was in 2022. Is there? I don't mean to pry, but is there anything that people should keep an eye out for?
We're
breaking up.
Well, yeah. I guess that's something to keep an eye out for.
I appreciate you having us on the air so we could clear some things out.
I can barely stand even sitting next to these people right now. So,
I was finishing up school last year, so we have a bunch of songs that have been kind of on the back burner. We have a single that will be out soon-ish, like in the next like month or so, and then we have an album that we are trying to finish tracking all the songs for. I think we have about like half of them like tracked, and then yeah, we just got to finish a couple more and then get that mixed. But it's kind of like a slow process. Like, I don't know, we like self-record, so it makes it take like so much time. So
and because she also self-mixes, it takes like 40 different like perfectly fine mixes to be like, okay, this one I'm kind of satisfied with. Like they'll send like four mixes and I'll be like, no, they're all gas, like just pick one, like close your eyes and pick one.
Yeah,
but I want it to be perfect and I want them to think it's perfect too, so I can be patient and I hope everyone else can be patient too.
For sure.
2025 is the year of tongue love.
Okay.
Tongue generation.
Just wait for it.
I'm here for it, you know? And the great news is, unless someone's listening right now or finds the archive in the next 2 weeks, no one's going to be able to hold you to that.
That's
I'll
true.
Release this as a podcast eventually.
Hold us to it.
But, you know, I will. I'll hold you accountable. If I don't hear anything by the end of the year, I'll be like, hey, what happened to that single? Come on. No, that's really exciting, though. Congrats. And do you have any gigs coming up?
Yeah, we have two this weekend. We're playing with at the JP Porch Fest with Cuxine, and we're gonna be on at like around like 1:30 p.m. At Spontaneous Celebrations, and on Sunday we're gonna be playing at the Middle East at like. I think doors are like 6:30 or 7. Those are two shows coming up. And then I think we got like, we might have a show in September, but that's what we're looking at right now.
I was just like, oh, Sunday. I'm sure I don't have anything going. There are like three different really good, the Lily Pad, O'Brien's, Middle East. It's like, why? It's Sunday night. Let me sleep. Not have a decision to make.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I actually, the Middle East is the most convincing one in my opinion, and seeing you guys, of course. it's convenient location and a great band. If yeah, don't let it go to your heads. But let's see. If you had to describe Tongue Love with one word, because Tongue Love is two words, what word would you choose?
Love.
That's a good one.
Maybe tongue.
Rock.
Awesome.
Nice. I like the rock.
I don't know. It's tough. Jazz.
Ooh. Tactical.
That's bold.
Scandalous. Maybe.
Epic.
That's that. I think that's the one.
Yeah, that's epic. Yeah, sorry, we gave you like 20 words.
Hey, they're all good words. If you could make the soundtrack for any movie, existing or not yet existing, what would the movie be?
Ooh, I'd want to go like crazy on like maybe like an intense like Safdie's Brothers score or something would be cool. I mean, I don't know if David Lynch is doing anything anymore, but a David Lynch score would be kind of crazy.
David Lynch project Tongue Love, yeah. Like in the works.
Maybe scoring a Saw film. Something really cagey and vulnerable, perhaps.
Yeah.
That could be cool.
I think The Graduate would be really fun to like rescore.
Whoa. Mm.
What?
I can't take that from Simon and Garfunkel.
Well, I'm saying it would be like our, and we cover the songs too. Mm. We could do that.
Maybe the Barbie movie.
Stop.
Dune 3.
Ooh.
Then we can retire.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I would want to do something like so different from like what we do like already. Like it would have to be like some like crazy like dystopian like
screw it horror, classical music
like some kind of maybe Blade Runner.
That would be like crazy.
A new one though. I wouldn't want to do the
Tongue Lover.
We need like a Rhodes keyboard. Yeah, that would go so crazy.
Get someone on the synth, get that moving.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you have a favorite song to perform?
I like The Right Thing.
I was about to say The Right Thing is really
good. Right Thing might be my favorite too. I'm pretty happy with that drum part. Mm-hmm. Also the newest song that we wrote, Swear I Can Take It, is amazing on all instruments. And then also the song The Rug. We all got some interesting creative parts in there, so any of those
technically challenging song too, at least more so than like some of our other stuff.
Yeah.
We
like to like have fun and play around, so we kind of capture that essence in all of our songs, so that, you know, we don't have any that aren't really great to play.
Well, we have one.
What?
We don't play it
we don't
anymore.
Play it anymore.
Oh yeah.
We don't play it anymore, but
I need to talk about that.
Yeah, I think Swear I Can Take It is one of my favorites right now. I like just like sometimes just like more like straightforward like rock like kind of songs. So like, but I feel like there's like a lot of cool parts and melodies in it.
Mm-hmm. My last question for you guys is going to be, and it's not going to be the last one. It's going to be one of the last ones, though. If you could be any kind of tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Willow trees are pretty nice. I like those. I like those ones.
I think magnolia tree. Yeah. It's my favorite springtime tree.
I'm torn between a redwood or a Joshua tree.
I think Joshua trees aren't technically trees.
Oh.
What are they?
Well, then I guess it's redwood tree.
Pull that up.
Are Joshua trees trees?
They're just big bushes?
That makes sense.
Let's see. Joshua trees are actually succulents.
What?
Interesting. Yeah.
Wait, that's crazy.
Wait, however, they are considered trees? What?
It's like a succulent tree?
Okay, they
extra choose
Joshua trees aren't actually trees. They're succulents, a type of plant that stores water. In their dry ecosystems, however, they are considered trees of the desert. So they're not actually trees.
Wow. They're like culturally trees, but scientifically not.
Yeah.
We're getting to the bottom of stuff tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not very worldly. I don't know a lot of tree names, but like I know I like one when I see one, you know?
I like a good pine tree, like an evergreen tree.
Yeah. Solid.
Those are nice. I'd have some good defense, and I'd always be green.
And they usually smell pretty good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is nice.
I wish I did right now. I really don't. It was so warm in that studio room. I was sweating my tuchus off.
Yeah. Are any of you involved with other projects?
I would never split my loyalties.
Absolutely.
But we're breaking up.
I don't think so. I don't.
Nope.
It's good to ask. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't got that kind of time, really. It's hard.
Do you have any good party tricks?
Ooh.
I can make fireworks with two lighters.
Ooh, that's cool.
AJ can play Happy Birthday really well.
That's
on the guitar.
That's true.
I can, and the saxophone, actually.
Ooh.
He can actually play like every Imagine Dragons song on the guitar.
Yep.
Maybe not all of them, but a few of them, which isn't a joke.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep. Two different guitars, too.
Wow. This guy imagines dragons.
Yep. I'm a believer, what can I say?
Well, on that, it's been a pleasure having you. Do you have any final words of wisdom? Any tidbits?
Stay in school. Don't do drugs. Love everyone around you, except for fascists. Don't love them. Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
That's a big one.
Unless it's from Tongue Love Tunes on Instagram.
Yeah, if it's a Tongue Love story claiming that it's the greatest riff ever made, it's probably true. But you gotta be skeptical of these kinds of things.
And rock on.
Yeah, keep on rocking in the free new world.
Beautiful. Well, I'm Mellow Max. I'm here with Tongue Love. It's been a pleasure having you guys. Thank you for coming in, and thanks for rocking over in Studio D.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. And to wrap things up, we're going to have relatively, I think it came out last month, so a new single from Nico Daglio called Ever What May. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I will be back next week, 7 to 9 p.m., with Dalton Moon doing an acoustic set. It's going to be very fun. Tune in. He'll be starting at 8. All right. See you guys next week.